We are on Daf Ayin Vov, Omid Beis. We'll learn a sugya, a difficult sugya, which we're speaking about Himlish Ezachin. So we'll try to the best of our ability to try to understand a little of it, Al Kaponim. We had brought the Posik in Daniel, Vayema Eli, Altira Daniel, Kimenayim Harishain, Ashenasata, Aslipcha, Lahovin, Olis Anais, Lefneele Kecha, Nishmu, Dvorecha, Vani Bosi, Bidvorecha. Now there was a Gili Hanevue, Amar Nevue to Daniel, and this came about because Daniel was Mekabel on himself, the Metzudas learns Pshat, to fast 21 days. And we had learned the fasting was that he didn't eat lechem chamudais, lechem chamudais le'achalti, abosu b'yayin le'bol pi, v'soich le'sachti. That was the tainus that he was mekabel on himself, which meant an isa rechitze and an isa siche. And the Malach told him, Bani Bosi Bidvorecho, which means, translating it, Bani Bosi, I was able to come in Bidvorecho because of your Dvorim, because of you. So let us see Rashi, Bani Bosi Bidvorecho, Seifa Dukro Dela'el, Altira Daniel, Bani Bosi Bidvorecho, Nichnasti Leseich HaPalgot Bishvilcho. I was able to enter Teich HaPargod in Yoschus. So now the Gemara is going to explain what happened over here. Mai va'ani bosi bidvorecho. These are five lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, Hainu d'chsiv. First the Gemara brings a few psukim, the Gemara jumps around, in Yecheskel to show the Gebaldike Yeride that Klal Yisrael had in that time. The Pasuk says, Veshivim ish mizikne beis Yisrael v'ya'az an Yohu ben Shofon oimed b'soicham, he was an each choshuv, oimdim lefneyem v'ish miktartoi b'yodoi v'asar anan hakteres oile. These were Shivim Ish Mizikne Beis Yisrael who were Maktek Teires Lavede Zore. Vayishlach, this is a posuk before, Vayishlach Tavnes Yod Vayikocheni Betzitzis Roishi. Now, Yecheskel Anovi is speaking that there was a Yad that was sent out and took him, Batisa Oisi, Ruach bein ha'oretz bein ha'shamayim v'atovoy oisi Yerushalayim b'maris alekim. That means Yecheskel Anovi was taken on a journey. This was a journey of a Mar HaNevue. He was shown things which were occurring in Yerushalayim and in the Beis HaMikdash. El Pesach Shar HaPnimis the Shar of the Zohar HaPoine Tzafoino Asher Shom Moishov Seimel Hakino Hamakne. There was an Avodah Zorah there that was, the whole purpose there was Lahaknit Lahakodesh Boch. Let's just see the Rashi and Amud Beis Maivani Bosi Mosai Nigrash Mitoichoi Sheutzrach Likones. He was Nigrash, the Malach was Nigrash from Toicha Palgut, and now he was able to enter in the schus of Daniel. Yecheskel Anovi was shown the Vavihit two gevaldik avlas haktore lavei dezore. In the Azore there was Shom Moishev Seimel Hakina Hamakne. Vayove Oisi, a third thing, El Chatzar Beis Hashem Apnimis, which is also the Azore, Vine Pesach Echel Hashem. Bein ha'ulam u'bein ha'mizbeach ke'esrim v'chamisha ish. There were 25 men standing bein ha'ulam le'mizbeach. Achereyem al heichal Hashem. The backs were facing al heichal Hashem. U'pneyem kedmo. And their faces were facing Mizrach. Ve'heimo mishtachavisem kedmo. No, on the side is Mishtach Avisam. That's the right. That's what says in the pasuk. Mishtavahim Mishtach Avisam Kedmo. It's a loshon of Mishtach Avoynes, loshon of Ashchose. And they were bowing towards Mizrach. The backs was towards Ma'irik. L'shemesh. They were bowing to the. They were standing bein ha'ulam l'mizbeach. And Mishtacheve, they were Mishtacheve to the Shemesh, they were Oivdei HaShemesh, Bein HaUlam LaMizbeach. The Gemara asks me, Mashme Shenema Ofneim Kedmo, if they're facing Mizrach, Ein Yedei Shechereim Al Heichal HaShem. So Chashteitzach, if they're facing Mizrach, so the backs are facing the Heichal, which was a Meirev. Elamat HaModloim HaAchereim Al Heichal HaShem, Melamed shayupoyrin atzmon ubayumatrizin klapei mato. They were megala achereihem, and they were matrizin oisit solchem klapei the heichol. They were mevaze the heichol. Amalei akadosh bochu lemichoel. These are the incidents which were occurring in Yerushalayim. Amoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMichoel, Michoel Solcho Umosecho. Your nation became Solcho, they went off the Derech. Now, so it seems from over here that Michoel is the Tsar of Klal Yisrael. So the Ben Yehuda explains that this is true when it's Ein Oisim Ritzoinei Shamokim. Then they're not underneath Asar, but it's Ein Oisim Ritzoinei Shalmokim, then Michoel is the Sar. He says, Amoyre de Kizach, that this is a Loshna Gemore in Megillah, when Yidden aren't Oisim Ritzoinei Shalmokim, there's the Nase Moch Varosh. So he says, so he brings from the Mekubolim that there's the Shem Aleph, Lamed, and Yud, the Shem Keli. So if you take that out from the word Yisroel, bleibt Rosh. You take it out from Michoel, bleibt Moch. So that's when the Ainus, when it's Ain Oisim, that's Keli, Keli, Loma, Zavtoni, he brings down. Al Kaponim, when Klal Yisrael is in such a matzav yorud, so Memela, then it's Tenasim Moch Varosh. But Al Kaponim, he says, from here it would seem that it wasn't that bad yet, because the Rabbeinu Shalom called him Michoel, so Vaistais, there still was Michoel, and he told him, Mesorcho Masecho. What did the Rabbeinu Shalom want? He says, the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted he should be a Melech Yosef for Klal Yisrael. What is there to say? No, the Akaponim got he said, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say by the Chet HaEgel? Moshe Rabbeinu said, for Klal Yisrael there wasn't too much to say. I'm geret wegen the Ovis, I'm geret wegen Chilul Hashem, what'll be, if they'll be punished. These are things that can be spoken about. These are other factors. It seems Michoel did not use the opportunity, and Michoel hat absandisch gesagt, he wasn't the correct Melech Yosher at that time. So what did Michoel say? So Michoel said, Ribbono Shlom daye letoivim shebahem, should be Michoel them because of the tzaddikim. That's how the Rabbeinu Yochim says pshat, tzaddikim in the day, there were tzaddikim in the day, so, the schus of the tzaddikim, you should be moichel them. Amar loy ani soiref oisam ulotayim shebehem. So that wasn't a good, eitzim, because Rabbeinu Shalom said ani soiref oisam ulotayim shebehem, and this the Maharsho explains because the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that there was a taina on the toivim also. Why weren't they mechiyach? And then there's a whole Gemara, even though the Rabbeinu Shalom knew that the Techocha wouldn't help, but they didn't know. And since they weren't Mechiach, So Geti also an Enosh. So Mamela, if that was all he had to say, because of the Dayel Taimim Shebem, or Malay, and he said, of Oysom Bela Taimim Shebem, that's it, so Fatik. Miyad, so it says further, Vayomer El Ish Levush Abadim, El Ha'ish Levush Abadim, Ha'ish Levush Abadim, Rashi says, Hu Gavriel B'Seifo Daniel. This is Gavriel. Gavriel is the Sar Shalish. And Rabbi Shalom told El Ha'ish Levush Abadim, Vayomer, and he told them, Boy, you should come El Beinois Lagalgal. Beinois Lagalgal means you should come between the Eifanim. Between the Eifanim. El Tachas Lekruf, on the Shipoili Haifanim. There was Gachle Eish there. It was a tremendous Eish. And Eish is Meramiz on the Teikif Adin. Umeloi Chofnecha Gachle Eish, and you should go and fill up your hands with Gachle Eish, Mi Beinis Lakruvim, between the Eifanim, Uzroik Al Hoyir. And you should throw that on Yerushalayim. So in other words, this Tzivui Hashem to Gavriel was that Yerushalayim should be Nenash with the Teikef Adin, no Rachmim, Din, the Oymek Adin and Teikef Adin. And Yecheskel Hanavi says, Vayovay Le'enayim, he's witnessing this all, this was Maris Hanavu, he first was shown the dvorim roim that Klal Yisrael that on, he saw the gzeire, and then Vayoba, and he came there to the Eifanim. Miyah, then it says a posik, Vayishlach hakruv es yodoi mi beinais lekruvim. So one of the Eifanim went and took out his hand, el ha'esh asher beinais hakruvim, to the esh, Vayisa, and he held it, Val Yitain El Chofni Lebush Abadim. And he went and took the Gachalei Eish, he held it, and then he gave it to Gavriel. Vayikach, and then Gavriel took it, Vayetze. Omar Rav Chana Bar Bizne, Omar Rav Shimon, Chaside il molei lei nitzdanenu gecholim miyodei shel kruv liyodei shel Gavriel lei nishtairu miseneim shel Yisrael sorry the poet. That means if this would not have occurred, now we'll see, this was not the Tzivui Hashem. The Tzivui Hashem was that boy el beinois lagalgal and molei chofnech gachlei eish, you should take out mi beinois lakruvim. You should take it out. And Gavriel went and he told the Eifin to take it out and he should give it to Gavriel. And the Gemara says, if it wouldn't have been this way, we'll give him Goshreklach. I saw in Taisus Yom HaKippurim, he says, Amor de Kizach. Because Bemisin in Medrash, it says, Gavriel, even though Gavriel is the Sarah Eish, he was scared to go there. That Eish was beyond his capacity. That means it was not only done for the sake of Klal Yisrael, it was done, poshet, the Eish was, that's why he told the Eifin that the Eifin should cool it off a little bit and then he'll take it. But it was beyond his capacity. He couldn't have done it himself. So the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim says, so what's that kibshat? Rabbi Yishlom tells Gavriel to do something beyond his capacity. So he says, Be'emison, the Rotzen was, that was enough. Yecheskel saw enough. Yecheskel Anovi saw. He'll tell over what he saw. That the Azat Zivu Yashem, that Gavriel should go, Beina Ifanim, and take the Gachle Eish. That's Yecheskel Anovi should tell this to Klal Yisrael. Versteht sich, Gavriel won't be able to go. It's beyond his capacity. But they're coming in time with the boys. I can't understand. And then, and he won't shoot it on. That was the Mechuvan. But something happened over here. Gavriel didn't do this. Gavriel, the boys are going to get on, so he took it face value. No, how do you get the Gecholim? So he told the Eifin to be Mitzanin it. The Eifin was Mitzanin the Gecholim. So Lamais, it came out that the Chulbin that did come about was a chelik of Gavriel's fault. Be'emison, that was not the intentions of the Rabbeinu Shloim. This was Be'emison, a Eifin to be Ma'ire Klal Yisrael L'tshuve. That's why, and Mahalten doch by the by, aber al kaponim, that was not the it was a gdela saras atabas, that this was an Indian to be made a klal yisol etshuv. Al kaponim, the way it was done, al kaponim klal yisrael was, it was able to exist because it wasn't done the way the tzivi Hashem is. Ursiv, and it says in the Pasuk for, this is another Pasuk, the Gemara's jumping back in Pesukim, this is a capital test, this is a capital Yud. Ursiv, and it says in the Pasuk, Vihine ha'ish levush abadim, asher keses b'mosno, this is Vaita Gavriel, Meishiv dovo leimer, he goes, he answers, Osisi kasher tzivisan. I did. He did the Tzivi Hashem. Now, it doesn't really say, it says, Ke Asher Tzivi Sani. That is the Ksiv. Ke Asher. Ke Asher means, not in Ganson. There's a Kri, Kechel Asher Tzivi Sani. But the Ksiv is Ke Asher Tzivi Sani. Ke Asher Tzivi Sani means, more or less like the tzivui. That means the lakicha was not the way the tzivui was, but the zrika was. I did the zrika al kaponim. I did. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ba'oise sho heitziu leGavriel me'achere apartet. For this ma'ase that Gavriel had done, so he was sent out me'achere apartet. Umachyuhu shitin pulsi denure. And they was hit with 60 makais of Eish. The Yosef brings down, what's the meaning of 60 makais? So he brings from the Teres Chaim. The Teres Chaim says as follows. Bezen Shalmata is manash when one becomes a Ben Yud Gimel Shone. And the Malkis is 39 Malkis. So you see the gather of Malkis is three times the age, exactly. If it's connected to the Machshava Dibur HaMaisa, or connected other Cheshbonis, I don't know, but there's an inyan of three times when one becomes a Baal Chiyuve, that is the schum of the Malkis that one gets. So the Teres Chaim says, Bezen Shal Maila is only manish by Ben Esrim. So it's right to three times. So that's Shitin Pulsid in the Rav, the Cheshbon of 60. Al kaponim, so two things already happened. So one, he was sent out, and then machyu. Amrulei, iloy avdis, loy avdis. Now here there was a taina. If you wouldn't have done loy avdis, that would have been understood. Look what Rashi says: pulsa the nura makle shaler iloy avdis klal loy avdis. Because be'etzem the Tzivi Hashem you couldn't do. So you shouldn't have done it. And that we could understand. And you'd have, I'avdis, le'avdis. I'avdis, and if you're doing it, yo, amai le'avdis, kid pokducha. Now this is a pismodne. So the Marsha explains that there were maiminim and masmilim. There was the koyach harachm and the koyach adin. The koyach harachm and the taina Gavriel shouldn't have done anything. He shouldn't have done. Verti gebet and satin. You can't do it side by side. The koyach adin not ketainet fakert. Why didn't you do kabduchach? I mean, you didn't do the tzivei Hashem. You're doing that matan richtig. And then, v'oida avdis, and if you did do less loch ein meshivin ala kalkola, this, you don't return back the, you don't come back and said you did it, and a dover bekulkul ein meshivin ala kalkola. So, al kalponim. There was a taina and Gavriel, and he was sent out. Now, b'mkaymoi, to be mishores, the these asorim which have tafkidim to the mishores is p'nei Hashem, ha'isu l'duviel sore de parsoi v'ukma b'achrike. So Duviel was oimed b'mkaymoi, v'shimeish esrim v'echad yoim, and he was mishamish 21 days. Hainu d'rsiv, so this now going back to Daniel, we just had to get some ideas what was happening from Yecheskel. Now going back to Daniel, because by Daniel, the Maisa by Daniel was, that's how the Metzudas learns Pshat, that Daniel had fasted 21 days. And this Mara was the next day. This is the 22nd day. So, and this was, that's when we'll see in the Schus of Daniel that Gabriel was able to come back. Al-Kaponim, in these 21 days, so Duviel, the Tsar of the Parsoi, he was Oimed b'mkaymoi. Hainu d'chsiv, so this is Pshat in the Posik, v'sar malchus poras oimed l'negdi esrim v'echad yoim. And so he was there, oimed l'negdi means Pashat b'mkaymoi, and then l'negdi also. He was given up as a shlita, and it was oimed l'negdi. I remained in Chutz Lapargut. Yovulei esrim v'chad malchi, they gave him, it seems, 21 kingdoms. Yaakov says, malachi, uparvoso de mashik. And they gave him the port of Mashik, which is a very choshev port. Omar, so the Tsar of Poras saw that things are going good. He's in a good position now, and he's getting things. Omar ksivuli li Yisrael ba kargo, that the Bnei Yisrael should pay kesef gulgoylos taxes to the Malchei Poras. Kosvulei, so they wrote that down. He got that in writing. Ksivuli rabbonon ba'karge. Not only the Yidin, the Talmid Chacham also should have to pay taxes. Kosvulei. They also wrote that. Be'idne de boy lemichtam, omad Gavril me'achere apargo. That's mamish reklach now. The Klal Yisrael, the Talmid Chachamim. Ba'omar, and Gavril zogt adroshe. Achere apargo. Ba'omar. Shov lachem mashkim ekum me'achre sheves oichlei lechem atzovim ken yitain li yedidoi shayna. My ken yitain li yedidoi shayna omar rab yitzok eilu nishayseyem shal tamidei chachomim shemenadidoi shayna ba'olam hazeh v'zoichais lo'olam haba. Let us see Rashi. Ki de kapnucha sheteata neutel hagecholim ibeinis lekruvim. You did not do the way you were told to do. You were supposed to take the gecholim yourself. Ata amarto el akruv lesitem loch. And you told the kruv to give it to you, that they should cool off in the meantime. Bachrike bimkoimei. Oimed lenegdi, Gabriel, omar kein ledaniel. And I see sap process oimed lenegdi. Pavosa the mashik, the mashmeig, nomu shakirim pu, the mashmeig, dobo malchus, beloshem parsi, bishumalo shamagolius, kilminim breisheshona. It used to bring the magolius. Akarge kesev gulgalto, shovlochem. Kloima, klum hagunim ha'umais. Are the umay so hogun liyos achachomim misurim biyodom that the chachmei atoyre should be under the Meshubet to them, V'aloi ha-mikro mishabchom. The Pasuk is Meshabeach, the afilu the noshim of the Talmid Chachamim. Shachne sheiseyim, minadidoi sheino me'eineyim, shovlochem balei umnes, ha-mashkimim, u'ma'achrim lemlachtom. You wake up early, you go to sleep late, oichle lechem be'etzef u'biyegiye. Ken yitein. Now what are you doing it? What's the benishkal panose? Ken yitein hazon esa oila mizaynes u panose liyididoi sheino. Lemisha no dat sheino bishviloi. A person who doesn't sleep because of teire, he'll also get his panose. So memele, so why are you not sleeping because of panose? If you're not sleeping, do something more constructive. Bekitzer, that was Gavriel's taine, chutz min apargut. Seems it wasn't nice chen. Leishgichu olof. Oma lefonof, rebeine shel oylem. Im yul kol chach mei umes oylem bekaf mei znayim. Vod Daniel ish chamuda is bechaf shniye le nimtza machiyas kulo. Look at this Daniel. And it seems that the union of Daniel was about the tainus that he was mekabel himself these 21 days. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu mi hu ze shemalameid zchus al bonai. Omru lefonov Rebbeinu shel Olam Gavriel. Omru lehem yavoi. Shenemar vani bosi bidvorecho. So now this is the pshat. This was when Gavriel spoke to Daniel, so he told them, how did I get back? In how did I get back? Toich HaPalgo, that is from Bidvorecha. Bishvilecha, that was because of you. Om Elohu Atleyu. You should come in. Ailuhu. Also Ashkechei Ledubiel, the Nokedlei Leigar Tebiyode. About Daniel had Lamaise this Igeres that said that they didn't get the Karga on and the Talmid Chachamim Karga. Yeah. Boy Lemilma Mine. So Gabriel wanted to take it away from him, to grab it out of his hands. Bolo. So he swallowed it. Who swallowed it? The veal swallowed it. Ike d'amri, michtav haveksi, the other said it was written already, michtam lai havechosmo. Ike d'amri, af michtam nami havechosmo. Kedebolei, but when he swallowed it, mochik lai minei. So a chelik of the chsime became erased. So memele, hainu de bemalchuse de poras ike de yoiv karge. Therefore, by poras, others have to give taxes. Vika the loyoiv karga, and that was that. That was from these 21 days, and that became botalak upon them. Further, that came about because of the tainus of Daniel. The Ben Yoyoda says. You have to know this is this whole inyan of boila mirminei bola minei. This is speaking about the yonim, which are much higher than our hasagis. He just says a few guidelines how to understand a little bit what the gemara is being meramazan. Kol gvuras. This is the lashon of the ben yoyode. Kol gvuras sar misorei umesoilo. They, if they have any gvura, who al yedei eizen nitzitz koidish asha yispashet bekirboy? If a nitzitz of kedusha was nispashet by them, so that gives them koiches. Uchvi goidol oisai nitzitz ken yigdal koichai shal oisai sar. So the sar of the umis. If the tzaitzis of kedusha get into their reshus, that gives them gewaldike koiches. Vahapisko remes al hanitzutz. Vahaksiva remes al achizas koyach hasar ba'oisei nitzutz. That's what the Gemara says, there was a ksiva, that means that is what the sar was able to derive from this nitzutz of kedusha. Vahachsimo, and there it says there was a chsimo also, machloikis al koyach chizik yoiser, So this is showing if there was chsimes, there was a greater koyach, greater power the sar had. Ba'bliya remez al his almus hanitzutz. That was as there was a bliya, that means that the nitzutz of kedusha was nisalem from the sar. But al koponim, we see that, as Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, dama lemailo mimoch, whatever happens lemailo, this is mimoch, what Klal Yisrael does lemato. So here we see al koponim, the koyach of one yid of Daniel. He says Daniel, he was misane, he was mitzayir himself. And this was Be'emerson. I mean, it's Moiridik if one thinks how choshu a dover po'ut could accomplish. That means the tainis, this was an inui of Daniel. He didn't eat lechem chamudois. He didn't eat, Gemara said that was the lechem chamudis is the chiti dachyoso, nama the chiti dachyoso, a bread from pure flour, and the chalti in boss of a yain loy boalpi. Also this was very tanugim. The soich loy sachti, that was already, he was ma'an himself with irechitze, isiche. This was a pool of Daniel ish chamudes, and it made such a tremendous roishem lemailo that that Gabriel was able to get back in. He was able to be makten the koyach that the sar shalporas had. Now the pasuk says further, "Va'ani yoytze v'hine sar yovan bo evi v'leke da ashkach be." What does this mean? Let us see Rashi. Bosi bidvorech al shadibarti bo ashkach ele davil da v'noket igarte. Va'ani yoytze v'hine sar yovan bo uchshigie zman malchus yovan lovoi. Eitze al kochay. So Rashi learns vani yoitze is going by loshanose. This was when the sar shel poras had a shlita. She gias man malchus yovan lovoy. When that man will come, eitze al kochay shifa nigzor gzeira v'sar yovan yovi bimkoymi. Evi tzoak v'tzovach Gabriel al zoy shleim shelo malchus yovan b'Yisrael. The Tosfos Shonim just says, Yovili Esrin Bechad Malchi Keneged Chof Alef Yom Sheshimesh, that was a schar for the shimush of the Sar Shoporas. So the vial we had mentioned that the Mekoyer, that Rechitze is called an Inoi, because it says that the Neil was Bishane, And one of the inuyim was soich leisachti, soich leisachti. We said from the kefil aloshen, it's going on rechitza also. The boy is aime rechitza de ikri ini minolon mehocha. Maybe we have another makayor of that rechitza is called an inuy. Dersiv alav yosar akoyin omar amelach atosay sleich al sadecha. Rav Yosser HaKoyin was with Adoniyo Ben Chagis. Emerson, he was Amoyret b'malchus beis David by not asked David if this was his rotzin to be together with Adoniyo. So Shlaim HaMelech told of Yoso, told him as follows: Rav Yoso Akoyin Omer HaMelech Anoseis Leich Al Sodech. Go to Anoseis Ki Ish Movis Ato Uvayoyim Azeh Loi Amisecho. But now, today, you won't get killed. Ki Nososa Asarein Hashem Rein Alekim Lifnei David Ovi V'chi His Aniso B'chol Asher His Hana Ovi. And he told him that when the Inuyim that David went through, so Abiyoso did the same. So Mamel, therefore, it seems this chus was making on him. Now, so we have to find out what were the things that David had done. Uchsiv baby David, ki omru ha'om ro'ei, they said the nation was, the om was those that were together with David. Roy v'oyev v'tzomei. Bamidbo. Roy milechem v'tzomei mimayim. What's oyev? Mimay lav merchitze. So mistama oyev means merchitze. They weren't able to wash themselves. And that's called an inoy. V'chi his aniso b'chela she's anahobi. So we see merchitze is called an inoy. Fragt the Gemara, v'dulme min ilas asandal. How do you know it means an inui of irechitza? Maybe it's an inui of would not be able to wear shoes. Elo oma avitzach mehoche. Abin gerai, mayim karim al nefesh ayefa. That it seems that, so that means rechitza, mayim karim al nefesh ayefa. V'dulme mishtiye. Maybe this means the ingin of shtiye, samiksiv, bin nefesh ayeif, al nefesh ayeif, oksiv. So it means rechitze. So from here we know, others ask a kasha, oyev can't mean shtiye, because it says betzomei. So kolchoch, it has to mean something else. But others say, no, it could be oyev betzomei dargis in simoin. The Gemara says we can't say it means shtiyah because it says al nefesh, doesn't say binefesh. So kaponim, this is a second raya that irechitze falls into the category of inui. When the ilas hasandal minola, the si v'david oile b'malei hazeisim oile uboiche. V'roish loy chafui. His head was wrapped around like an oval. V'hu hoylech yochef. Yochef mimai. What's a yochef? Lav minilas asandal. So it was yochef minilas asandal. He was barefoot. So what's a barefoot? He didn't have the machshirim that helped the feet. He didn't have shoes. So that shot, he was yochef minilas asandl. Frek the Gemara, no, v'dulme misusye umitarko. Maybe he didn't have a horse with a whip. Maybe that also means barefoot. That means he only could stand on his own 2 feet. He couldn't stand on like this, he used the horse's feet. He didn't have, one said, God, that the Santa Maisa, that happened in Ashtidl in Yerushalayim. There was a younger man that was davening Shemayne Esrei, and he was Marich Betfile, and there was an elder Yid in front of him, and he finished Shemayne Esrei already. The younger man is standing behind him, and that davened, and that's Marich, Beslavis, and Yenish Tetardo. He can't go back, because his Oivav of Nehem is Pavel. Finally, after a longer period of time, he finished Shemayin Esrei. So the elder Yi told the younger man, he said, the younger man, that was davening Shemayin Esrei, Marich, sein gut, auf dein Zweifis, kennst du, Marich, said, nicht auf mein Zweifis. But I don't have to, I'll kapon him, that he had the feet of the horse with him. And now he's barefoot, he only has his own feet. But what's the raya that it means he didn't wear shoes? Maybe he's missing the feet of the horse. Elo Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Mehoche. Leich, this is a tzivui to Yeshaya Novi. Leich upitachto hasak me almos necho. You should unloosen the sack. Venaucho tachloit me al raglecho. Perceive. And he listened to the tzivui Hashem. Vayaskein holoich oroim v'yochev. And so the Mela, that was, the Orim was, Pitach Tasak Mi Almas Necho, and the Yochev was the Tachloitz, Venalcho Tachloitz Mi Alraglecho. Yochev Mi Mai, La Venila Sasandu. So the Gemore, the Eimo bin Minolayim Ametuloyim, could be, he did wear shoes, but he wore torn shoes, patch shoes, the Eloi Teima Hochi, Orum, Orum Amish. Hatzichan Apshat. So Orim means, there wasn't the Kovadik, it was torn begodim. Ela begodim bluyim, Ochinami bin Olaim Amatuloi. So you don't have any raya that Yochi means Mamish completely without shoes. Ela marav nachem bayitzuk mehochi. Posuk says, Mini raglech mi yochev ugroinech mi tzimol. Now, this is a very modern posuk. Mini raglech mi yochev ugroinech mi tzimol. Usually a person who doesn't have shoes or is thirsty, it's not under his control. A person doesn't do this because he wants to do this. The circumstances bring about that. He's never in a matzav of yochev or tzmeyo. So the Gemara darshens mini atzmocho min achet, otz peraglayim choyte the marsho says, kedei shlo yovei raglocho lidei yichuv. Mini lishoynech midvorem beteilem, kedei shlo yovei groynech lidei tzimo. But al kaponim vayis tachoyis, that here vayis tachoyis mini raglech mi yochev, so yochev utzim, that raglech, the hair pasha, that means that they're not wearing shoes. Now, the Taisus Yishonim seems here a kasha. Shal yavi raglech ole dayichuf ka hilche goyle. The goylem hilchem yechefim legamli. That's a raya, he says, that means mamish barefoot. Let us see Rashi. The Ben Yodagrad says that, wants to say another nekuda. Shloyove, mini atzcha mina chay, that a person should, Rahmanat don't have to be an oval. And he should, mini lashaynich midvon betaylum, shouldn't have to be geyser tainis on himself, that'll be in a matzev of thirst. Let us see Rashi. Olav Yosar HaKoyin, ki nososo asaroin Hashem lefnei David Ovi, shoya bereach mibnei Avshalom. Chi hisaniso bochil asher hisana Ovi, lo madnu shenikreis brichosi shol David bnei Avshalom inui. Chsiv ki omru ha'om hov ro'ei v'oyei v'tzomi b'midbo. So that's he the yen. Oye, mayim kama nefesh ayyef, alma mirchitza mikri oyef. Loi minila sasandu. Vokor leinu yidachsi vachosha asis ana ovi. Marteko shut asus, this is a whip. Vayas ken bi yishai yiksi, yishai leho yirogu b'makka vesusin. Yizviyochiv didei benila sandalu. Uhu yikal al yichub didovid namidnila sandalu. Shlo yovi raglcho da yichov betzeischo begoyla. Zog the Gemara weiter. Now, how do we know, Tashmish amita dikri inui minola? How do we know that this is called an inui? Vechsiv imtane es benoisai, im tikach noshim al benoisai. Lovon made Tutnoim with Yaakov Avinu Tanes Benoisai, and vimtikach noshim al b'noisei. Im tane mitashmish, Rashi says, lahashbis oinosam. Vimtikach mitzores. He shouldn't take ishbiyoi kemashmoish lo yosef lem tzores. There's enough. Four wives are enough. So there's two isun. Aber kaponim, we see the imtane means inui tashmish. Frag the Gemara, ve'eime idi ve'idi mitzores. How do you know that inui mitashmish is called an inui? Maybe he means that he shouldn't take tzores. Other wives. So Gemara says, miksiv im tikach. The imtikachsi, that means if imtikach would be a pirish, an imtane, that means imtanes benoisei by taking other wives, so you say imtanes benoisei how? Imtikach, by taking other wives, said the imtikach. So the imtikach means this is a dover noise. There's an inui before imtikach. Practicamore, the aima idi ve idi mitzores. Okay, maybe both are tzores. Man im tikach is a pirish. So the Gemara asks, the aima idi ve idi mitzores. Could be both are tnoyim that he shouldn't take other wives. Chad le tzores the day. That he should make sure the tzores that are here, that means Bila and Zilpa, they shouldn't become gvirtes. The chad le tzores the osile malme. He shouldn't take different wives. Dum yedim tikach, verkehrt. Dum yedim tikach, just like im tikach is zicher atnai an tzores. So it could be im tan is also atnai an tzores. And for the Gemara, miksiv im tikach ve im sane ve im tikach siv. That means as follows. If lemaise that Lavan wanted that they shouldn't take other tzoras, so it should have said as follows. It should have said first he should have said they shouldn't take other wives, which is the biggest tzora. Then he should have said the tzoras that they have shouldn't become gvilte. So the seder should have been im tikach ve im sane. It says im sane ve im tikach. So it says im sane is something else. That's a inui of oina. Let us see Rashi. Achigasin beim idividi mitzores miksiv im tikach beim tikach si. That's pshadas im tikach would be a pirish am im sane. Beim idividi mitzores, maybe both taka min tzores, chad le tzores di deva chad le tzores das la mi alma. Dum yudi im tik de vim tikach. And for the gemara miksiv im tikach beim sane im sane beim tikach si. Vachi pirush, ve'im idvidi mitzorz, vachi kama, im sanes b'no yisai likach noshna leihem. Yeh, miksiv, im tane, im tikach, t'lehevi, im tikach, peirish, im sane, v'im tikach si, milsachiti. Ve'im idvidi mitzorz, attack a different, attack a milsachiti, but the two types of tzorz, chad le tzorz didei. Shlo yeyose bilo vizilpe gvirosh shovislam, that they shouldn't become gvirs. Vahoda ashbei, im tikach noshim lehim etzores noshim lo lebosu hochim yalme, that they shouldn't marry other women. Vahim istavre, dum yedivim sikach. Well, it says, miksiv im tikach veim sane, tzores da alme koshish lehen min harishoinis. That means that sicher, the worst of two evils is to marry other noshim. Ubereisha havaleilish bui atzores dalma. So first it said im tikach, and then im sane. Vahod havaleilish bui atzores dideid loy mishtoi inish hochi lazir etchil alakal o besoif alakoshe. He first wants to be, make sure that the koshe shouldn't come about. So kaponim, so that is the rai is for im sane, it means that will be my neya der oina. So we see Emnius Oina is considered an inui. So the Gemara, Amalei Rapopola Baye, or Tashmish Gufe Ikri Inui. Tashmish alone is called an inui. Versi Vayishkav Oiso Vayaneho Vaydine. So it seems the Shechiv alone is called an Enoch. So, forget, so perhaps Tashmi should be Mutter. Or Malay, awesome She'ino Mibiyos Acheres. Tu Pshotim in Rashi. Mibiyos Acheres. She'hoiso, Amirdike Rashi. She'hoiso Misave Loi. Dina was Misave for Shechem. Bloi Boalea Boinoso Biyomim Shom Deetz Loi. Vayishkav oiso, and afterwards vayanel, Fridav Mezende, we have to have the askome from the Shver and the Shvager, so we have to see. Then she wanted, but he didn't want. Vani shamati, she'ino mibiyos acheres, that the inui was through biyos acheres, shebo leo shaloi kedat. That is pshat. The inui was, you're right, Tashmis is called an inui, but it's an inui if he made bias acheres as boaler shaloi kedak. Bekoshali, im kain eimo, im sanes benoisai nami hochi. If you say that there is an inui of bia, im kain eimo, im sanes benoisai mochi ashbe, shloyano isom, mi bias acheres. The lotion should have been she'ino oison bibi, it's not mi biyois, bibi yois acheres. But others say pshat, that's me they've been from the Rambam, that biyois acheres means, she'ino oison bibi yois acheres means biyois asureis. That's a taich bias acheres. A bias iser. That's called an inui. And that what Rashi asks, so maybe Lavan meant this also. Lavan zicher didn't mean it, because he knew of all things that he didn't have to be choshed Yaakov Avinu that it'll be over a bias iser, a bias nide, or a bias shalei kedalka. That he knew. He knew who his Edom was. That's for sure. Maybe Lahashbe Sainosa could be this a teichem for Talmud Chochem. Now he's away from the faculty he was afraid of. But Bias Asuris, but I just want to say that Ayaneho means Bias, the Abias Issa is called an Inui. That is not called, because Bemis and Rashi is Merdik Mechudishtik in the first Pshat. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbana, also lichoitz miktas gufoi kechol gufoi. The Yisr Rechitz applies a miktas aguf. Mim hoyo meluchlich betitu betzoye, roichitz kedal ki vein echoishish. So then, if it's a Rechitz, another Rechitz shal tainik, a Rechitz of Nikius, so that's mutter. Also, losoich mikzas gufoi kechol gufoi. This siche is also, afila mikzas gufoi. Bim hoya choyle asha hoya loy chatatem beroishoi, soch kedarkoi ve'enei choyshish. So this choyle is so siche is mutter. The Taisa Shem HaKippurim asks, why didn't the Gemara bring the same marshal of a rechitza not shal tainik, just like the Gemara say, lohosir alichluch, that's called a rechitza muteret, so let's say lohosir hazuam, or sicha should be muta. The person is mezuim, sicha should be muta. Why didn't the Gemara say this? So the Taisa Shem HaKippurim says that be'emetzin lohosir hazuam, you could do it with mayim. So why, just like lichluch, zume, you can also take off with mayim. So already, that what you're using, siche to lahosar azuma, there's a double purpose in it. Besides the hasaras azuma, there's some sort of a tainig involved already, which one derives from siche more than rechitze. So that's why the Gemara said a heter of sich is davke choyli, chatotin. Tana Dvei Menashe, Rab Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Medicha Isha Yoda Achas Bemayim, Venoisenes Pas Letinik Veinech Hesheshes. That Anisha is permitted to wash one hand Bemayim, and she feeds the Tinik. The Inyan of feeding the Tinik is, because we'll see Machlokes Rashi in Taisvis, but the Ruach Ro might come upon the Machol, so Mamela, she's permitted to wash one hand. Again, this is a rechitza, not shaltain. Omru olam al shamay hazokein shloi rotzo lahachil biyodei achas. He did not want to lahachil biyodei achas. Taisus Yishonim says, perish little yodei achas lahachil etinik. He did not want to wash his hands to lahachil etinik. He didn't want to do this. Because of all of lahachil b'shtei yadayim, my time omar abaye mishum shivse. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, medichas yodo, lefish ruach ro shoira al halechem, hanilkach b'yadayim shaloi notlon shachis, Bishemashed Shivse. So Mamela, that is why one is permitted to wash his hand. Shleirotza lahachl biyode achas, afilo yode achas lehoye noito loses pas livnoi cotton biyemaki purim. So the Sir Yitzhak is medaik, so what did Shammai do? He didn't want to wash his hands. What was with the tinik? He told someone else to wash the hands. It seems that pshat is that he wanted to be machmer al atzmei Shammai. He didn't want to wash his hands. He held that was a chumre. He held others. I mean, Mika then he also was moide that it's mutter. Let others wash hands, but he didn't wash his hands. So Semis is moire. What was pshat for gozru? All of they should wash both hands. Now what's pshat in this? I mean, what are we playing around with? If one hand is sufficient, so what's on the two hands? Let us see Taisvis. Mishum Shivse, Perish Rashi, Ruach Ro, Hashoira ala Yadayim, Shloinot Lon Shaches. That is a Ruach Ro, and therefore when it touches a Machel, the Machel becomes also. So Memele, so therefore that's in the washing the hands. The Rabbeinu Tam Meforish, if you're speaking about the Ruach Ro Asher Al Yadayim, the Beloyne Sinis Pas Latinik Muta Lito Yodov Shachas B'yem HaKippurim. Without a Tinik, without Pas, also there's a Heter, there's a Grode Heter, a Glata Heter to wash your hands. Loigora Mimeluch Loches Betit Uvetzoye. It's not worse if his hands would be meluchos betitu v'tzoyit amrine sharoichetz kedakev einei choishish. Ve'ein lecho meluchloch betitu v'tzoyit yoyse mizeh, shloinotol yodov shachis. If a person did not wash his hands in the morning, she'ni rasho liga lepi, bo lechoitmoy, u leozno, bo leeinov, kedama bepeg shmein ishchotzem, yad lepeti kotzeitz, Mishum Basmelech. She Basmelech means that's a shade that's only through Natila Shalosh Pomim because of. So Lechayri says if that's Pshat, we're speaking about that Ruach Ro, so you don't have to have a ganze scenario with a pas and tinik. For he himself, he should be permitted to wash his hands. He should, like this, it's called, he's person normally will touch these mekaymis. So therefore, the Benetam holds that Yizicha wash hands in the morning. No shaila about it. So what's the whole sugi say? Wash the hands in the morning. Says, no ruacho. B'shivse dohoche inyan acher havoi. Shivse is something else completely. What is it? Sheshoire al ha'oichol shebo litein pas letinik Ben Dalet Veishonim, Bechein Kosoi Im Leinotal Yodov Ba'oiso Shah. That means there's a new problem, that even though he washed his hands already in the morning, but when you give a pas litinik, So in Mele, one has to wash his hands again to prevent the shivshe from being mazik the child. Even though he washed his hands already in the morning. So just like by that we're not chayish, and this we're also not chayish. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Tana Rabbono, Ahoylech lahakpo penei oviv, oy penei raboy. Now let us see, maybe let's just see the Taisus Yishonim. Taisus Yishonim asks Akashem. This is four lines from the bottom. Im Taima. Taisus brings down the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says that one is permitted to wash his hands in the morning for the Ruach Ro, and then there's no Shaila. Im Taima. Given the Shirin and Hoche Lilche Teche the Yodo Veraglo Meluchloch is Petita Betzoye. Im Kain Chilakto Berechitze. So there are differences in rechitze. Vamrina lel gabi inui dum ye de maloche, ma maloche lechalakta bo afinui leisachlik boi. The Gemara wanted to say that the gather of the inu yeme kippurim is that he should sit in the sun or should be in the cold. The Gemara said dum ye de maloche shei bal pas. So the Gemara said maybe, but if he's in the sun already, he's not permitted to go out. So the Gemara says dum ye de maloche, just like maloche. No difference if it's like a lakta boy. Malach is always also, not a malyon, a malnisht. So memele, the inui that's also in Yom Kippur, inui dumi the malach. In fact, here we see that there's a difference in inui. We were machalik in inui. Rechitze, bishvilich loch is muta, shalai bishvilich loch is also, so what did I do with the hekish of inui to malach, shalai chilakta boy? So Taisa says two terutzim. Bi eshloime da heiche she reichetz bishvil tinov ein ze rechitze klau de rechitze shel oinig beina. So one, that's a called chilakta boy. Chilakta bees means in the same pula we differentiate amol yon amol nisht. He says rechitze shel, rechitze is called rechitze shel tainig. If it's not tainig, it's not called rechitze, it's called something else. Lamai de frishis leel de rechitze ein asura elemi da rabbonom.
What?